Hello and welcome to another episode of
The Trade Paperback Show.
The Trade Paperback Show, TPB Podcast. That's what I was going to do. TPB Podcast. I made like a logo. It just says TPB and it looks so cool. All right, so today we're talking about X-Man, which we talked about last time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I really am looking forward to your thoughts. I do want to go over some of the advertisements in this one because mm-hmm. there's a bunch, because it's a Marvel comic. Mm-hmm. And that's how you pay the bills, is with these advertisements.
Mm. So it's not the actual sale. So what does the actual sale do? Like,
well, not just like magazines. You know, like magazines cost, you know, upwards to $18, $19 to print, but they mm-hmm. only cost $6 to buy, let's say.
Oh, okay, so you're buying the ads.
You are, well, yeah. You're buying what you think is whatever
it's
magazine.
Content,
right. But in fact,
selling your attention.
Exactly. And that's how it was back in the day, obviously.
Which is totally fine, because nobody's like surprised by that. So nobody opens a magazine or a
they're not shocked.
And they think, oh, what is this?
Ads? I did not ask for this.
Free perfume sample.
But then
there's
magazines that have just a history of losing millions of dollars every year, like National Geographic, mm-hmm. Who obviously, even though it was like a $15, $20 magazine, mm-hmm. that was like a $60 glossy cover book.
Yeah.
You know, like every page was photo, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, National Geographic has been a big deal for like over 100 years now, so.
Yeah, and they've never made money.
I did not know that.
But
I would have always thought that like National Geographic is like the one who that does make money, that like is solid and
there's
secure.
There's no ads.
So how do they stay in business?
You just keep pushing.
Like, are they just getting investors who just keep dumping money in?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is kind of philanthropic.
After 100 years, an investor would be like, kind of good.
No, it's like a philanthropic thing. It's like, you know, it's an educational thing. I'm sure there's grants involved.
So it's,
you know?
PBS.
Yeah, basically. Okay. There's definitely money going to them from, you know, wherever.
Okay.
All right, what are we talking about?
X-Man, Volume 1. Or no, Issue 1.
Issue 1 of X-Man. First came out in March of 1995. It actually ran until 2001.
Wow.
2001!
That is a run for a comic.
That's pretty long.
Series.
That is 76 issues. That is 266 images.
Wow, okay.
That is 3 annuals. 29 have been reprinted, and they, of course, have the one trade paperback, which is actually going to be what we talk about next month. Trade paperbacks, which is the name of the show!
Whoa.
Whoa, man.
Whoa.
All right, tell
it's
me your
so
thoughts.
It's so interesting that it lined up that way. you know, I'm not super familiar, of course, with any of these things, but this one kind of jumped right in where there's like, it looks like the mutants have won to an extent, and mankind is being oppressed and almost is gone. But then there's like rebel mutants who are like fighting against, I guess, the Magneto mutants, but it's, what is it, Apocalypse in there or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the mutants who control everything are like actively trying to basically finally do away with all of mankind. And there's actually like a really strong Holocaust vibe in there with like the trains and everything. So it's kind of like, yeah, this is like very analogous.
Which is actually originally what the X-Men dealt with. Was
yeah.
Those kind of.
It was that kind of idea.
Mm-hmm.
Although this one is the most explicit I've seen, but like I said, I haven't read that many. So, interesting concept. And then you've also got like this, there's this character who's like ultra powerful and they know about him, but they don't necessarily know who he is or exactly where he is. They have an idea of like roughly the region. But he's young and impulsive and wants to just like use his power as much as possible to do good. But he doesn't realize that every time he uses his power, like it makes it easier for them to find him. So, you've got like the basic setup of like, you know, the Luke Skywalker coming out from like the wilderness to, you know, defeat the Dark Lord and take his crown as the prince, you know, like the nobody who becomes a prince sort of thing. So it's like the standard hero's tale to an extent. But like, you know, it's pretty well done. I enjoyed it. A lot of these characters I'm sure are very familiar to everyone, but I don't necessarily know who these people are. So, and like, what's the setting for this? Is this like hundreds of years in the future, or is this like a few years in the future, or what? Because I don't know.
No, no, it's not not hundreds. No, no, no. I mean, they don't really come out and say it. You know, it's kind of like with Days of Future Past, where it's just kind of the future.
It's just implied, yeah.
The future.
Somewhere ahead.
Yeah. Right. But, I mean, this is a Jeff Loeb mm-hmm. written piece. So as far as, you know, just, I mean, did you think it would it encourage you to continue?
Yeah, I would definitely continue to the next issue. And different to other things I've had with, like, X-Men stuff in the past, this one wasn't so, like, paragraphy. So, like, that was, like, easier because it's like, okay, I can, like, consume this without feeling burdened at any point, you know?
Right.
Because that was an issue for me, specifically with previous, like, X-Men universe comic books where they're having paragraphs of conversation with each other while fighting, where I'm like, this just, I'm so disjointed in how this operates. But also, whatever, you know. No, I actually enjoyed it pretty good. I was intrigued by the premise enough that I would continue reading this. You know, like, what are these? Like, this is, you said this is, like, late 90s or something? So, it was $2 when it came out. So, it's like, yeah, I mean, I definitely would, you know.
Yeah, it's $2.
Like,
yeah,
like three or four more issues, yeah.
$2 back then?
I know.
Yeah.
It was, but like, you know, you mow a lawn back then, you get like $10-15.
Right.
You know, it's like a bunch of these issues.
A bunch.
And how many lawns are you mowing every month? It's like $40 worth of lawns, you know?
All right, so not to get too technical, but X-Man is Nathaniel Gray.
Okay.
Okay. This takes place on Earth 295. Is it 295? Earth, which one? Earth 295. And it is actually a combination of the DNA of Cyclops and Jean Grey.
Okay.
Which you would think would have happened naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were...
one could expect that to be present.
But, I guess not. Mr. Sinister had to do it himself. But if you think about it, you know, like Cyclops obviously has a pretty cool power, mm-hmm. right? But when you combine things, like when you combine powers,
yeah, yeah.
And I think that's why they kind of go that route, because whenever you see children of mutants or things like that, sometimes they have a brand new power, mm-hmm. but not the same, never the same.
Right.
Right. So, like,
because you don't want to do the same gimmick.
Like Nightcrawler
yeah.
is a good example, okay, being the son of Mystique.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, hey, you learn something new every episode. on their podcast. But being the son of Mystique, who she abandoned in Germany and, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of left for whatever, because he couldn't change his appearance, where that is her ability, mm-hmm. right, is to change her appearance. It's basic. I mean, yeah. I guess she's athletic, but basically she can look normal.
Right.
But he is stuck blue.
Yeah.
And his ability is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is literally teleportation.
Yeah.
Like, that's it, right?
I mean, I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I got from the movies.
Anyway. Yeah, the movies, that's all we at least saw, I remember. Which is actually still one of the best scenes. I tried to have my kids watch that. The opening to X2.
Oh, okay.
They weren't in. They were like,
They didn't care?
I was like, what are you talking about? It's amazing. Anyway.
X2 is actually a good movie.
Yeah.
It's great. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So anyway, combined, I guess by doing the DNA, like, splicing... I guess, right? Using the DNA, genetically engineering,
mm-hmm.
You can have combined powers. So that's why he's so powerful.
Oh, okay.
Because Jean Grey is not only, you know, top tier. Cyclops' strength, at least with his one ability, yeah. is top tier.
Right.
So that's who he is.
Okay.
That's who Nate is.
So that actually answers a lot of questions.
Okay. So. Well, let's talk about the... the ants real quick.
Yeah.
So automatically in the back.
To do that because I forgot to.
Yeah, you keep not bringing stuff.
Times, but.
But I think we'll be okay from here on out. So first thing on the back is how you pay the bills. We've got NBA Jam.
Yeah. Which, I laughed when I saw that. I was like, oh man, those were the days.
Oh, so good. game comes out on February 23rd of the following year for Super Nintendo, Genesis, Game Gear. Oh, it's a tournament edition.
It's like that, the steel basketball on fire.
Yeah.
It's just awesome.
Oh, such a good game.
So iconic.
But then you see a lot of things promoting their own stuff. But I guess I didn't know how much cross-promotion there was back in the day with the cartoon. Because in this single issue, I got Betty Crocker X-Men's fruit snacks.
Yeah.
And they're actually really well shaped.
Yeah.
Like Gambit, it's a white with an ace.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's a card. Yeah.
They don't do that kind of stuff anymore.
No, no, no.
It is literally a lump, a green lump, a red lump. The green lump represents
all the symbologies on the outside packaging. Yeah.
Yeah. We do see the Spider-Man video game for Super Nintendo and Genesis, which is actually not horrible for, you know, back then side scroller. It wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's just whenever, because you and I did that Super Nintendo podcast where they were all kind of, Chip and Dale was the same as Gremlins.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like the same thing. Yeah.
And that was the same as this. Peter Pan, Peanut Butter, Spider-Man edition.
I laughed when I saw that too. I was like, man.
So they came with mini comic books under the lid, I'm assuming. That's what it says.
That's what it says? Okay, yeah. I didn't catch that.
That's kind of fun.
I totally would have been all
about
that.
You can read
that,
it.
You know?
That's kind of fun. This is my favorite. So this is an ad for the only card that's all talk and all action. The X-Men prepaid phone card. 20 units of phone time, or play the greatest battles of the X-Men game. How's that work? And then if you collect all five, you can play the game? And I'm like, what game?
Is it like a phone game where like you call
in it's
and
a
you
phone
like press
game.
One to have
you can
Superman do, or to have Wolverine do this, press two to have so-and-so do
this. Press five to get
like
radical with your mutant teammates.
Choose-your-own-adventure phone line. I never even knew that was a thing.
There's five excellent cards.
We should call that number, see what we get.
I don't know if it's on there. Plus, you had to have the prepaid card.
You had to have the cards.
You had to have the prepaid card to play.
Go to your comic book.
And they were only available at KB Toys.
KB Toys. We run into KB Toys. Hey, you got any of those cards left?
I got to make a phone call and I want to play this.
That was almost 30 years ago.
We got something for Gargoyles the movie, The Heroes Awaken. Which I assume I've seen. I don't know. Oh, what are the dogs?
Dogs doing? Are running through.
All right. You know, next month we'll be in a different room. I'll tell you.
With carpet, perhaps.
Carpet. There will be carpet.
Carpet.
But you know, we're a pretty low budget show here. So, and then lastly,
low budget, low intelligence. It's all good.
Yeah, low everything. Low minutes. We only got 2 minutes left.
Oh, we still got to rate the thing.
That's all right. We'll go over them, whatever. Cookie Crisp chocolate chip artificial flavor cereal came with Spider-Man trading cards in specially marked boxes.
Wow.
There's six of them.
They were probably almost as tasty as the cookies in the Cookie Crisp.
This is probably back when they didn't put them in plastic either.
Yeah.
They just floated around.
Yep. It's like so powdery.
What a horrible cereal. Is that still around?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Last time I went down the cereal aisle, I'm pretty sure I saw it. There's like only two cereals I buy these days, and it's not very often.
All right, let's see how far we get.
Yeah, we're running out of time.
Turn the crank. Good luck. All right, dialogue, 1 out of 10.
I'll give it a 7.
Artwork.
Artwork. You know what? The artwork is actually pretty good. I'll give it like a 9.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
pretty story?
Story, 8.
8.
Solid.
Entertainment?
8.
8?
Yeah.
Cool factor?
Go 7. I mean, I could see what they were going for, but I don't know.
All right, so that gives us a 39, giving it a 7.8.
7.8, that's pretty high.
10. That's pretty high. You've only been scoring high, though.
Yeah, but like you haven't
Mr. Positivity. Remember, I gave you this one because I was like, you know, he won't know anybody.
No, that's true. I didn't know anybody, but like they kind of establish the premise of the story pretty well and pretty fast. And the artwork is pretty good.
All right. Jeez. I gotta find one that you... I'm sure there's one.
I'm sure we'll come across one that I won't like.
Okay, good. Good. It's probably one of my favorites.
More than likely. I gave you this because I loved it.
What is wrong with you? Yeah, the artwork... Okay, I'm looking at it. You're right. I mean, Apocalypse looks great.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay. It's cool. It's cool. And it's not too much action for you like the last X-Men, right?
It wasn't that's too much action. It was
too much dialogue during the action.
Okay. Yeah, it's like, come on, trim this down and explain this stuff between the action sequences. Like, if you're going to have action sequences, they need to make sense. And to me, it just doesn't make sense that, like, you'll have each of these characters saying seven sentences while they're, like, taking swings at each other with superpowers. I don't know. Just a thing.
Fair enough. Well, we went a little bit over, nothing like in the past, but at least we got another positive review.
Yeah, another positive review.
JT bringing...
So basically what we need to do is we need to make, like, throw hot coffee on me and then have me review a thing.
Ooh, just be like I could use some coffee.
we can make it happen.
I'll settle. All right. What else we got? Next time we'll do a DC title and hopefully you got something negative to say. That's all I hope for.